Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 265. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get moving. Get ready. Get moving and go for life. That's right. Get ready and get moving. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday Go for Life celebration series, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday programs. We've got an important story about an important program from the National Institute on Aging, one of 27 institutes and centers at the National Institutes of Health. Do you want to learn easy ways to increase your activity level in everyday life? The National Institute on Aging, part of the National Institutes of Health annual Go for Life Month celebration, is in full swing this month, September 2018. This year's theme is Get Ready, Get Moving, Go for Life. The program offers free resources to help adults work out a bit more, push themselves a little harder, and try all types of exercise. And this week, we're focused on staying on track to Go for Life. We've asked NIA Go for Life partner Rita Altman from Sunrise Senior Living to join us. This will be another fun, eye-opening conversation because Rita Altman is the Senior Vice President for Memory Care and Program Services at Sunrise Senior Living. As all of you in the Not Old Better audience know, this is a favorite subject of mine and yours, and memory, or losing it, is one of the top 10 concerns of adults over age 60. We'll also be joined again by Go for Life Director Stephanie Daly. Stephanie Daly works closely with the NIA partners like Sunrise Senior Living to better understand the aging process as well as diseases and conditions that can occur as we grow older. Go for Life is an evidence-based exercise program. An evidence-based program is a program that has been rigorously evaluated. In other words, it has been shown that it is supported by data, not just based on theory. Please join me in welcoming via internet phone Stephanie Daly and Rita Altman. Stephanie Daly, Director of Go for Life, and Rita Altman, the Sunrise Senior Living Senior Vice President for Memory Care and Program Services. Gosh, what a pleasure it is to talk to you both. I think this is going to be a really a fascinating program. But Stephanie Daly, let's start with you. We're in the throes of Go for Life month in September. Welcome, first of all. Tell us how your month's going, and then please introduce Rita Altman.
Thank you, Paul. Once again, it's a pleasure to be with you. And we are, as you said, in the middle of Go for Life month. It's been a very exciting month. We have lots of activities going on nationwide. And this is week three of Go for Life month. And week three, we're asking people to stay on track with exercise. As you know, the theme for the month is get ready, get moving, go for life. And the third week, we wanted people to focus on sticking with what they're doing, staying on track. So what better way to do that than to talk with Rita Altman of Sunrise Senior Living, which has been a longtime Go for Life partner and has a sustained Go for Life program throughout their facilities and does something very special for Go for Life Month, which you're going to hear about. I'm so very pleased to be able to introduce Rita Altman to the audience because, as I said, they've been a longtime partner and are doing some extremely interesting things with Go for Life. So thank you very much for the opportunity, Paul, and thank you so much, Rita, for being with us.
Rita, and I just want to thank you as well. I think you just have this really fascinating title, professional title, the Senior Vice President for Memory Care and Program Services at Sunrise Senior Living. So tell us a little bit about Sunrise Senior Living and the services that it provides its residents.
Certainly, and thank you, and it's a real pleasure to be here as well. Sunrise Senior Living has over 325 communities in the U.S. and in Canada and the U.K. And at Sunrise, we primarily offer very personalized care and assisted living for our older adults who really value their independence but need some assistance with those daily activities as well as some care-related medical conditions. So Sunrise offers also memory care services in our specialized reminiscence neighborhoods. And in some communities, we have a Terrace Club neighborhood and a Live with Fulfillment Club for residents experiencing early to moderate in the earlier stages of memory loss. We also have some independent full-service communities and skilled nursing neighborhoods. So there's a full array of senior services. Our care and our programming is very holistically focused on the resident's mind, body, and spirit. And it's based on a very comprehensive geriatric assessment that the Sunrise team creates. From that assessment, an individualized service plan, which personalizes each of the residents' care and services. So very comprehensive, very holistic.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it definitely sounds very thorough and very comprehensive. Let's talk a little bit about the partnership with the National Institute on Aging. Why partner with Go for Life? Why is Sunrise Senior Living partnering with Go for Life?
Great question. And I have to echo Stephanie with the fact that our relationship began, Sunrise and Go for Life, many, many years ago when Sunrise first learned about Go for Life. And since then, we've partnered in many exciting ways because we know the importance of focusing holistically on not only the wellness, but the well-being of each and every resident at Sunrise. We know from experience that an active, highly engaged environment meets the basic human need for all of us, including our residents, to have meaning and purpose. So our overall activities program is called Live with Purpose, and under that we have 8 evidence-based signature programs that promote wellness, and that's that mind-body-spirit programming, and one is called Live with Action. And that one is all about the physical exercise. That is the program in which we have incorporated Go for Life and the Go for Life Walking Club as signature parts of our programming. So since you ask why partner with Go for Life? Well, since our programming is based on evidence-based outcomes, it seemed only natural that we look to the experts. And who better than the National Institute on Aging and their Go for Life program? That's really foundational to Live with Action programming at Sunrise. Scientific evidence tells us that exercise not only improves our circulation and it helps to combat depression, but it's also a great way to get the blood flowing to the brain, and that really benefits our cognition. And our residents really get an amazing sense of joy and well-being when they engage in the Go for Life walking clubs, which happen daily across all of North America.
Well, let's talk about those. Let's talk a little bit about the Go for Life activities that take place at Sunrise facilities. What are you doing?
Right. Well, we look to all of the great resources that the Go for Life offer us. So we use those as the foundation. But in addition, that daily walking club, I would say, is one of the key programs in which we really focus on the walking club. And in that club, every single day, a group of residents, and it may be a core group and others join in, and the groups are growing, and in some communities we have more than one that happens throughout the day. But the group join together. They very often engage in some conversation and just some social time. They meet in a set place. The energy begins to build even before the walks, and they start catching up on life and things. And next thing you know, they're off on the walk. This can be indoors on a day that isn't so bright and sunny, but we really strive to get outside because our residents really enjoy the great outdoors. And they basically, they do their walk with our team, our Sunrise team, who join along. Sometimes volunteers join along, and they all get together for that walk and talk. After that, they come back in. They have some great hydration, a lot more good conversation, and that's really a great way to culminate a great activity. And as I mentioned, it happens daily, so it's really one of those signature programs that Sunrise offers.
Well, we always like to hear about those activities, so thanks for sharing that. And tell us a little bit how the residents themselves respond. Do you have any stories or comments from them about their experience with Go for Life?
Oh, for sure. I would say the energy and the engagement is palpable. So it's really it's observational in that, we've witnessed numerous just great engaging moments, lots of smiles, lots of laughs, mm-hmm. a little bit of competition sometimes.
Good.
The residents feel really happy. They feel successful because they're accomplishing something on a daily basis. They're energized. They're engaged. So it's just a great all-around program. And then we offer the annual Go for Life Relay, which really culminates the Go for Life month. And we're really excited to offer that on an annual basis. I think this will be our 4th year of offering it.
And this, you're referring now to the intergenerational relays.
Right, the intergenerational Go for Life relay.
I noticed that. I thought that was fantastic. So tell us a little bit about what those are. Where do they take place? And how did you How did you get that started?
Well, we got it started because it not only really incorporates our Live With Action programming, but also our Live With Legacy programming. So anytime that we can get seniors and the younger generation together, that's magic. So it's just basically a lot of organization, but once it's all planned, it happens. So what we do is the last week of September is our annual Go For Life Intergenerational Relay. And I'm going to give you a great example from our community, Sunrise of Chandler in Arizona. And that's where the residents have buddied up with a Pueblo Middle School for the past 4 years to do this Go For Life Relay. The residents start out at about 9:30. They head over to the school. It's really cool because the students are outside waiting and cheering them on as they pull up to the curb. Then the students meet and they greet and escort the residents into the gym. Once everybody's inside, they have a little more social time. Then they do their warm-up and a gentle stretch. They then divide into four groups, and each resident pairs up with a student, and they carry a torch made of a cut-up pool noodle. as they complete their part of the relay, they pass that torch or that noodle to the next group. And after the relay, they all gather in the library for snacks and conversation, and the students serve the residents, and I know they share a lot of laughs and just good conversation. They top it off. Oh, this is really fun. The school choir sings some songs, and some of the band play their instruments. So this really engages a lot of the students at the school. This started with about 15 students, and it's grown to over 60. And another amazing part of this is these students come in on their day off school, which is on a Saturday, to really make this really meaningful event happen. And this is just one of so many examples of how at Sunrise we're promoting that quality of life through this relay that's happening everywhere. And every place has its own flavor and its own style, but definitely follow the general principles of good exercise.
I love that. I especially like this idea of intergenerational exercise. I think it's so nice to get these two different age groups together. Tell us what tips you'd give to others who want to set up an intergenerational exercise activity.
Yeah, good question. And I really have to say that I think everyone needs to get more engaged in intergenerational programs, mm-hmm. and Go For Life will provide those resources and tools. And really, just a little bit of pre-planning will go a long, long way, because the Go For Life website will offer all of the great activities and motivation, and even you can see the workout videos there. Really, what it takes for an intergenerational activity is for a local community, senior center, senior living community to reach out to a local school and begin to build that relationship. And once they start to have those regular intergenerational meetings, it leads to lots of great things. In some cases, the residents actually start volunteering at the school. The engagement is incredible. The students can learn a lot about history and life from the residents. But as our Live With Legacy program personifies, that sharing of wisdom and knowledge and the students together, all sharing it forward, means so much. After they really start to build that relationship, that's when it's a great time to start to look forward to those exercise programs and to planning that intergenerational relay or exercise program. And really, the example I shared about Sunrise of Chandler is a great roadmap for any organization, and it's one that I'd encourage all to do.
Well, thank you. I knew this was going to be a great conversation, and it definitely has been. Stephanie Daly, a lot of nice compliments towards Go For Life Month from Rita Altman, but I want you to chime in and follow up with anything that you'd like to ask Rita before we conclude today.
I just think it's been a great conversation. I think we've covered kind of all the bases, really. Rita, once again, we're so happy that Sunrise Senior Living has really institutionalized Go For Life into its structures. And I think it's just so fortunate. We're so fortunate to have this model of intergenerational activity and of consistent everyday exercise that's been in residences around the country and in Canada. So when other partners hear this interview, or if you're listening, take heed of the steps and the tips that Sunrise has laid out, because I think they're very replicable and very important to bear in mind in terms of getting more older adults to exercise and giving them an opportunity to socialize with other generations as well. So once again, I want to extend my thanks to Sunrise for being such a wonderful and longtime partner of Gopher Live.
Rita Allman, I want to thank you again. Sunrise Senior Living's Senior Vice President for Memory Care and Program Services. Certainly Sunrise Senior Living is doing it right. I love this intergenerational exercise idea. But Rita Allman, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
My thanks to our guest today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.